Here we are in lesson 32 now. We're focusing in this one on one of the eight scientific facts that support biblical creation, the general theory of relativity that was invented by Albert Einstein back in 1915. Again, looking at Hebrews 1:10, which forms a verse that gives us a very direct statement from the Bible that God is responsible for creating the earth and creating the heavens. Everything is a work of his hands. So let's go to slide two and take a look at the general theory of relativity. Now, in one slide, here we're going to explain just the concept, what the general theory of relativity is. So if you click on the screen, here's basically the definition that when you're in a vacuum without gravity, space and time aren't constant, and they don't have absolute value. They actually change based on the velocity of a moving object relative to the frame of reference of whoever is observing the object. Now, what that's saying in plain English, if I'm standing looking through a telescope at something, there's going to be relative motion between the two objects. This is huge because this means the universe is not absolute. It changes. There's relative movement, so one's moving differently than another. And the minute you get relative motion, then that can be traced back to motion having a beginning point. And Einstein knew that right away. As this shows in the box to the right, his equation isn't really used to calculate anything. It's more of developed as a way to explain the relationship between matter, space, and time. You see relative motion between the effect of gravity on matter's mass and the velocity at which it moves. So when we look in the lower left corner, we look at the over time how this theory had developed by one genius scientist building upon another. In the early 1600s, Kepler, a Christian, developed his laws of planetary motion based on the fact that he, reading the Bible, knew that the universe was very ordered, so he wrote mathematical equations to explain it, and then he verified it. He showed that the orbits that planets have are almost perfect circles. Now, from that, Newton was able to go the next step where he developed his law of gravity, where the force between two objects is based on the inverse of the square of the distance between them. That's basically the equation. And then Einstein built upon both Kepler's and Newton's discoveries to come up with his theory of general relativity, that things moved relative to one another. Once he was able to convince himself that this actually can be proven mathematically as existing, which we're going to see when we take a look at the Hubble law, he knew right away the universe wasn't eternal. He knew that relative motion has to mean there's a beginning point. This is the thing that he struggled with, because he knew then that the hypotheses in the past of a steady state universe, in other words, a universe that never had a beginning but always was, couldn't be true. So there's your general theory of relativity. Now let's go ahead. We're going to move on to next lesson 33.